Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's alright.
Hello, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and I hope you're ready. Well, we're starting out here. We're having a little bit of fun. We need to raise the energy up a little bit. How about a Sir Magnus with Gimme?
Word.
Well, give me all your love, and all of you guys listening in, like I said, this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and this is Psyche Jethro. Calling in, 773-897-6461. Let's have some fun. Those of you who know, I'm out in California. We're waiting on our little psychic. She's very cool. She's very positive. And I have two of our ladies here, and I'm waiting on Miss Dina. Dina's probably up partying in Montana. No, I'm kidding. She's in Maine having a good time. And we're going to start out. I guess it's going to be the two of us tonight, starting with our wonderful and phenomenal Jan Bach Drakey. Those of you who didn't know that is a little bit of a shy one. She's always been a dancer, positive individual. We all like to tease her on Facebook as our fun that friend that's always there with the good answers. So those of you who are going, who is she? She's the one that rocks. Listen in. You're going to find out something really fun tonight. We like to help people. We like to tease you. So I hope you guys are ready. All the new friends I've made in New York and all the friends that were here in L.A., this is what we do. This is where it is. Jan, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. It's nice to hear you. Yeah.
Nice to hear you. It's been a wild week. We have, you know, and everyone's like, well, Jethro, you're out there, you go to your American Federations, and you're out there doing all this. We had a night, we did some work, and they even did a seance here. It was so intense. I had friends of ours laugh. They're like, this is really cool. Me and Kay had just dance. We had a phenomenal individuals here that were just, you know how people are. Our shirts have went well. People love the Psyche's Gone Wild shirt. I do have some friends last night. The belly dancers took the Gary Wimmer shirts off my hands. I have a few of me left. A few books. I'm bringing home. They just like picked me like a chicken out here, and I'm going, I don't think there's money left on the bone, but we do have a couple of books left for those of you who here. They're asking me, where are you? We get around. We don't waste any time. Me and Kay, we have a lot of friends, a lot of people. You got to catch me. We did Venice Beach. We've had a couple of people who've been contacting me about what are you doing. We're doing what we want. That's why we're people. And we just act silly, and we're just having fun. So contact me at psychesgonewild.com. Jan, I have some questions for you right off the bat. I have some emails here. One of them is, Jan, you listened to the show last time I listened in. You were talking about something that you felt their totem. I'm curious because I'm new to this, and I've been sensing animals around me. I feel that there's an animal that rubs up against me. I've had friends tell me that it is a cat of mine who passed away. But unfortunately, I don't feel this because the cat that passed away did not really care for me. It was only with me for a short time, and it was a cat that I had adopted that was older. I'm only 18, and I have people tease me that I'm making some of this up. Help me on how I can tell people about their totems and why I feel animals around me.
And she wants to know, what does she want to know exactly?
How she can talk to people about this and how she should, you know, to make her feel comfortable so people realize that she is actually sensing them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, I know. It's something that I didn't know about either for quite a while. I mean, I knew that I saw animals here and there, but I didn't really put it together until I started getting more involved with the teachings of you and others, and started doing readings on my own and started seeing them more. And but also, you can not only do they come in the spiritual realm, do they show up, but they're, you know, they come around you on the physical life too. I mean, if you have an animal that comes around you more than three times, you know, like in a short period of time, or just in a period of time outside or wherever you are, that's likely going to be a totem of yours. And then if you have one that is coming to you in dreams, or if you're seeing them in your mind's eyes, you know, more than one or two or three times, then you know that this may be your totem or your power animal. And it's just the neatest experience. I mean, I love that she asked this, because it's been kind of a big opening for me. It's like a whole portal that's opened up for me, and these animals are coming through, and they are there. I mean, it's not out of the blue. This is real. I mean, I'm talking to people a lot about their animals, and then they'll say, well, I just saw that the other night, and I just saw that one last night, and we have that come around our house all the time, and, you know, and so it really is real. And so she just has to, if she can just go ahead and ask, like, say a prayer inside, you know, when she closes her eyes, and just ask for that animal to come to her, they will, and they will seek her out. They will come to her, and if she has a cat that's passed away, I'm sure that cat will come to her if she asks for him. And I did see the back of a cat as soon as you were talking about her. It was a black cat to me. I don't know what color her cat is, but that's what it looked like to me. And so, yeah, she just has to go ahead and know that it's really real, and go ahead and ask for that spirit animal to come to her, and pray to that animal, and they will. I know they will. I've had a lot of dreams, too, of my passed-over animals. They come in my dreams. But, yeah, this is a very exciting experience for me, and I'm glad that she's asking a question like this. Do you think that answered it a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, Janet, I love that. And we've got such high energy. I've got people going, what are you guys doing? What we're doing is being gone wild. That's why we're the Wild Show. You did very much answer it. And, Jan, I want to thank you personally. I mean, this is on a personal note. You had spoke about my meditation helping you so much. And this gave me firm belief that, you know, that I'm not over the hill. So what I went ahead and did is I went through some of my older stuff I had that I had put on the shelf and said, you know, this is stuff that nobody's interested. And I went back and I wiped the dust off, and I went through it, and I thought, you know, I couldn't get rid of it, and I kept because of memories. For me, I love some of the meditations that I did when I was younger. I sat down and I worked on this meditation, and I did the meditation here for my empowerment. I had so grateful, Jan, and I almost cried because I had the people that were taping it told me, they said, we could feel it. And the lady's like, my back is help. She had me touch her hand. She's like, come here. She had me hold onto her hand. I get tears just saying it. It was like it made me feel so much value. And I told her, I said we're gonna thank Jan Bach Drakey. And I said, you know why? And she goes, why? And I go, because these are things that I would have not used in years. And I said, I thought they were kind of outdated. I said, I thought everybody's done the totems with the sun and the moon and the light and the energies to bring in their energies. And she goes, what do you think that we all did that? She goes, I have never heard this. And she was telling me that she's doing this 20-some years. And I said, you know, if Jan hadn't have told me how my meditation helped her, I said, this would be sitting in a box somewhere under one of my stuff I'm getting ready to move. And you know, I said, a lot of them I've even shredded and got rid of because I thought, you know, they're old papers. And I took them with Abby and I wrote them down with Vic, the new teacher you guys will be hearing about. And I said, I thought, you know, people have done these so much that no one wants the crystal castle. I had a lady tease me. She goes, what is the crystal castle? So then we had another conversation, and they're like, you guys need to go eat. So we went, and I'm going to tell you guys, we love you, Sunhee. You are a riot. I got to meet you. You are my sister with the most coldest hands in the world, but I do love you. From ESP Psychics, you rock. And we've got Robert Rodriguez here, another friend of ours who's on Fridays tomorrow night, Patty Negri. It was like one of the most strongest energies. And if you hadn't said that, Jan, I would have went there and done an energy of empowerment. And people laugh. They've always had some of you say, you, when we do it. But because of you, I thought, you know, they really need to see what I used to do. And
yeah.
Everyone that came up, I had some gentleman crying. I could feel the energy, and he goes, I saw my wolf. He goes, it was looking right at me. The other lady told me, she goes, I could hear mine. We had wolves on one corner. The energy's over here. And then, you know, the chorus come in, they go, what's going on? Is it Amy's birthday? And I laughed. I said, Amy Kavanaugh's birthday. And they started teasing me. We're going to tease her when I get to talk to her. I didn't get a chance Wednesday. They go, where's Amy's merman? And I go, what? Amy has a lover on the other side who passed. And they go, and they were joking about it. And they were like, you know, she's on the East Coast. We know that, you know, and it was just, it was so much fun from all of our fans. I had a lady tease me. She goes, would you sign my shirt? And I went and signed the shirt, and it was a Bonnie Albert. And I said, well, I'm Psychic Jethro. And she goes, it doesn't matter. We'll catch all of you and sign it. And it was so fun. That shirt came all the way from Orlando, Florida, and was out here in it was actually El Dondre. I got to say the name right. But here it is in California. And I told the woman, I said, this is so amazing to me. I said, you know, she goes, well, I got to get the book. And she bought one of Pamela's books that I had with me. And I said, you know, I go, these are the things that, Jan, we owe you a thank. Talk to a friend, an individual. There's never been anything that I've taught you about that you've ever said, Jethro, that's a little silly, you know. But it's like, I thank you, you know, Jan, for doing that. Kept Psychics Gone Wild alive. Well, we got everybody beeping.
Wow.
They're pushing our buttons right here, and I think we better unpush their buttons.
Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you. 407, you're on live. How are you, 407?
Hi, Jethro. This is Fakira. I haven't called in a while.
You know, and I missed you. What are you doing?
I missed you, too. Well, I'm still looking. I was out of town. I just got back home Sunday. Well, I'm still looking for a job. I've been applying to jobs and been praying to God for a job. Just thinking Father.
I'm feeling that, and I am picking up energy with you, and I know the last time we talked, and I'm glad you call in. You're so polite and cute. You know, it's like you do give us that space in, and we love you calling. I can feel the energy, and I know you're looking for it, and I feel the sadness of this. I don't feel you're being rejected. I just don't think they're seeing you. I feel like the angels are showing me that you're putting in, and the hardest thing you've had is in the area you're at is getting it. Is someone helping you with your applications? You know, sometimes I'm going to tell you something, a cheating factor, and it's not cheating, but right application.
Well, I do all my stuff. Most times, like, I send my resume to companies, and, like, when I go in for an interview, they have me fill out the application there.
I think you're like me and Jan. I think you're a little bit insecure and a little shy. I mean, if you had me write out an application for Psyche Jethro, I'd be like, well, he can read and he can talk to angels. He did not hire me. But I have my friend write it, and she's like, Jethro, you're able to do clairaudience, you're able to do clairvoyance, you're able to do... I said, she's like, you smell things, you know this. See, that's where we need that other factor, and it's what I'm feeling is we've got to ump that up. We've got to be... You know, those key words of you are a very dependable, honest individual. I love you. I feel this through the phone. I would hire you to, you could run my world. You're like Amy Kavanaugh. Amy's one of those people. You feel that energy. You could hand Amy anything, and Amy would tell you yes or no. You're that type of individual. Don't you feel, Jan, I'm on this? What are you feeling with her totem?
I'm feeling the horse for her, and... It just goes along with what you're saying, that all she needs to do is to call upon her stamina and strength to get through this, and she'll be able to do it. And you're much more powerful than you think you are. And so I think that whatever you're taking on, to tell you the truth, my phone was cutting out, and I didn't quite hear what she's trying to do. I think it might have been a job or something. But...
Yeah.
I saw the horse completely clearly, and it says you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move pretty quickly once it's initiated. So it sounds like you're going to go right to it. And I would just try to rely on your strength that you really do have, what Jethro's saying.
Yeah.
That sounds really positive.
And I feel you're a hard worker, and I feel the energy. Now, now let's be honest here. Let's look at it. This is something that I have businessman skills. Also, Clay is a vocational person. When I would hire people for my restaurant, one of the questions we got to know is, are you a morning or a night? Just talk to me a little bit here.
Both. I'm a morning and night person, yes.
Yeah, I feel that. So you could actually do the harder shifts. You could work swing shift. Do you like to be out in front? Are you a person that likes to kind of set back and be the person that helps behind the scenes?
Well, yes, both. Well, yes, I don't have a problem. I like to do both scenes.
I feel like you're a good worker. See, this is what we've got to do. We got to shave you a little bit. It's like we do for a salad. We got to get you right in there with the right mix. So what I'm doing, and I'm having the guy tell me, is they're showing me like you keep putting in for like cashiers. I feel that you can any job that opens up, and I feel like what the guys are telling me now. This is where a fit with Jan. I have some friends that are horse workers. Horse workers are very strong, very much spirited people. You do real well with it. You do also well in being able to. Look at a place where you'd be doing like phones for like a beauty parlor, a beauty petition, or like a place where they come in for the hair, that would be a position. I keep getting you have a really good way about you of being able to make people feel that, you know, you're not only dependable, but what you can do to make them feel good. I see you selling yourself that way. We got to get you to the interview.
Yes, maybe it's that I have to improve my skills and interviews. Like, I have to smile more, and I have to be friendly. Because when I was going to interviews, I wasn't smiling and I wasn't friendly. So maybe that's what I have to do.
It is, and I feel that. And see, now this is a thing, because you're a worker. You are serious. Now, and I can share this only over the radio and everybody will know, but I'm a phenomenal waiter. You can ask other people here that know. I used to serve for years. I can take on 18 to 20 tables, never forget a drink, an order, a person because of my gift. But I am so serious that a lot of times, and it's funny because I have this sense of humor. I love to be, but it's like you in that. So what I would do to get the job is I would practice in my head funny, silly, laughing situations. So when I went in there, I was in that silly mood. I was in that space where, okay, life's good and it's okay and it's good. And I didn't take it so intense. So I was able to think, relax, and be with the person. And I see you just being happy, because I feel that's what we want to do. And I want you to visualize, you know, like something you like. You like food, because I'm a food eater, but I like s'mores. I like things like that. And I visualize those kind of things there as a positive for me afterwards, because I don't like interviews. And they're, sometimes with what I do, they're very hard, because I'm reading the person. I sit down and I'm like, I really want the job, but oh my God, you were so mean to your mother. Why did you do that? And I just, I have to gag my mouth. I have to think. So what I would do, and this is, like you said, there's smile more. Also, music is an answer. I do music before I go into some place. I set myself up. I know like I know. And then I do really good positive music. This feels comforting. So in my head, I've just done it. So I'm in a comfortable state. It's like, okay, this is rock and I'm happy. And then I reward myself right afterward that, okay, there's something I've got pleasurable, whether it's the music, a s'mores or something. And, you know, and remember, when you're going to get hired on, you know, people will joke, but, you know, look and see what day it is. If you're wearing your colors is one of the best things. Mondays is always a day for yellow. Red is Tuesday. Wednesdays is a day for pretty much a lot of green energy and cycling. Thursdays is purple. And Fridays is a day to do a lot of blues. And it sounds wild, but those work. And if something feels good to you, like, you know, we had a joke on Friday the 13th, Patty Negri told us about wearing her blue underwear that were lucky for her. If it feels good and you feel good with something, do something that you carry with you as your own energy. I have right now an amethyst that my mother gave me. It makes me feel good, and I carry it. Put that with you, feel it, and know, you know, I've got that one with you. People are like, oh, you don't need to do that. You're being superstitious. No, you're bringing something along that makes you feel comfortable, and it makes the difference. So I hope we're helping you.
I totally agree, yeah.
You know, we love
sorry.
You. No, you want you to. No, Jan, tell her about dance. I mean, Jan, you were such a sensitive individual, loving. I love the fact that you were a dancer. How would you get ready, like, for a dance rehearsal? To me, that scares me. I get a lump in my throat when we talk about it, you know.
I think any job, anytime you go for an audition for a job or an interview, it's just the same. You get all nervous and you're worried about it and the whole thing. And everything you just said was just amazing. And I wanted to tell her the same thing. And just remember that those people who are interviewing you are there just people too. They're just like you and I. They're just people. They're human, you know. And you can just go ahead and talk to them and say, hey, this is what I've done, and this is what I'd like to do, and I'm interested in this, and I think that I'll enjoy it. And, you know, just talk to them like you're talking to your friend. And, you know what I mean? And just let them, and just know that you're going to be fine, because you can work. That's something you know you can do. You can work. That's not the problem. And so when you go there, just realize that they're human. They're just people too, and you can just go in and just say hi, you know, and smile and bring your like what Jethro said, wear your favorite color that day, or wear the color on that specific day, and or listen to some music before you go in, and just think about what, you know, what you're trying to do is get this job, and you're going to enjoy it, because this is what you want to do, this is what you need to do, and it's going to be an end, a means to an end. So it's, you know, and anyway, just stuff like that. That's how it was for the dance, when I auditioned for the dancing, I used to be so freaked out about it. Oh my God, I'd be upset and get sick to my stomach and the whole thing. And then finally I realized that, wait a second, I'm a dancer. I know what I'm doing. I can do this. And I'm just going to go out there and I'm just going to have fun. It's not about how perfect I'm supposed to be. It's all about how much I love to do this. And that's what they really want to see. They just want to see that you're going to enjoy it. And really, that's the main thing. And so then that comes through you. So good luck. I really wish you good luck. And you're going to be all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we love you dearly. And you keep contacting. I know we're friends on Twitter, but get on Facebook with us. And that way we're there to help you, too. Because sometimes it's nice to have a friend. They're like, I'm a cheerleader. My sister is very gifted, very beautiful musician, and very good at excellent artist. And we laugh because I remember being like 5 years old, and we went to a place, and the lady that was singing was terrible. It was like, oh, my gosh. And I was, I'm not shy, as you've seen. My sister can sing. Let my sister get up. And she's like, be quiet, I'm like, I will not be quiet. You're a good singer and you know it. And the lady said, okay, she wants to sing, let her sing. And Linda came, my sister, and sang. And the woman was so impressed. She can sing all night. Linda ended up singing with the band all night and later on did some other music with other things. So you do need that other person. I see you're a little shy like that. And I love you, and I better go because I got other people going. We've got to share.
Okay.
Thank you. We're going on here, and we're being Psychics Gone Wild. You guys are going, what are you two doing? We and Jan are going with you guys. It's one of those energy days to kind of set. I want to talk with you guys. I have calls here tonight, and it's okay. Today, the computer went crazy, and it said that we were on at 3 p.m. because last week we were. Those things happened, and it was a really good spiritual test to me because I got up, and my phone went crazy, and I had people, you guys were texting me, and you're like, I don't know what's going on, but Amy wasn't there yesterday, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Well, we're psychic, you guys. What happens is the computer went lulu. Amy has enough. We have things happening. We all love each other. If something were major, you bet your whatever you want to bet, me and Jan and all of us can be right on it. What was happening was yesterday. It was a crazy day. I got to work with Jatane Sinclair. I think that was a blessing to work. It was her last one. She's on the month. Those of you listening, Jatane Ovivo is sending over stuff from Italy. It's going to be prizes on PsychicsGoneWild.com. He has waited. He's been good. He gets to work with Amy Cavanaugh. And he is revved up. So you guys, an angel reader with Amy, 1 hour on Wednesdays. I'm letting it out. You guys heard the scoop here first. It was decided 2 months ago. And then things happened, and he had to go across overseas. So Janine stepped in and said, I'll help. And Janine's one of our families, and she's going to be surprisingly in and out helping with Crystal Key and Healing. She's just one of our family. And we were lucky enough to have those two delightful, strong ladies together. So me and Dina grabbed on to Jan, and we brought Jan up here on Thursday nights on our little cash hour, and I had you guys texting me, what's going on? What's happening? What's happening is we're family, and we're all fun, and we love each other, and we wanted to work with Jan, too. I know that there's Jan's going to be also on some Mondays because Bonnie and Gary did the same thing. When do we get to work with? I saw you guys, heard you guys. I know the other night you did a phenomenal show. Gary's our Monday Bonnie Albertson thing, our Monday girl. But you guys, we get around. We do this. You're going to hear and see a lot more of us. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern time is me and Pamela Cummings on ROK, AR1R Radio. Psyche's Gone Wild, we grab the twin flames. So those of you who want to hear about twin flame souls and reaching with love, me and Pamela Cummings, it's going to be totally intense. So that's what's on and that's what's happening. And the friend asked me today, they said, well, Jethro, did you know that while you guys were going at your Facebook, numbers were going crazy. The numbers were over. There's 5,000 people. And I said, well, yeah, and not only am I psychic, but I've got, like, the best people. You guys think I'm crazy? I'm wild. I'm not nuts. What I know is that Jen was working, Amy was working, and that's the funny thing about this. This isn't McDonald's. We don't have to serve it your way. We're psychics when we come on. You may hear Amy tell you that, her husband's happy on the other side, passed out. You may hear Jan talk to you about him, and then we may giggle and act silly for a while. The one woman wrote, and I know you're on here tonight, and I will get to you. If I don't, I have this. What we do is we give you a few minutes reading. You get to speak with us, and these are our topics. I want to get into the depth of it. we're doing is we're heightening and enlightening you spiritually on a path. We have some surprise people coming up in October. Lady Arango from New York City's also got prizes. She's got guys match set jewelry items. Now, those of you who know who Lady Arango is, she is a phenomenal, gifted lady from Brazil. She makes magical jewelry. She's very, very desperate. She's a very good sweetheart friend of ours. If you guys remember back, it's a history of Psychics Gone Wild. She came in during the time that Amy was doing Amy's meditations on Wednesday. And she fell in love with us. We fell in love with her. And she sent me beautiful jewelry. Oh my gosh, I bought my girlfriend her earrings. I bought her some beautiful red earrings that she wears. And she sent me a gift, a necklace. It's a protection agate. And I want you to know this, Lady Ringo. I wore that here. I never felt so good in my life. Everybody was all stressed. There were some things that were a little awkward. That necklace rocks. I had people trying to buy it off. I mean, nobody's taken my necklace. But, that's what's gone wild is. Jan, talk a little bit. I know you've been in the room quite a bit with the chat. Tonight, I've got a couple other people going, we love hearing about the nostalgia. Can you tell them some of the things you've heard and maybe give them a little bit of past? You've gotten to hear all of us. You've been on with me since we started.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is since 2011. I started listening to Jethro, and I met him one night when I was going around Blog Talk and listening in, and I met Jethro, and then he invited me to the group, and I've been with the group and with Jethro ever since, and met all these amazing people, including Amy and Linda Irwin and Shonda Green, and just tons of people, but I've listened to and Kelly and so many people and so many shows. I think I've gone to maybe a show almost every day since then, pretty much. I've been kind of a fanatic, but as it turns out, the reason why, though, is because I was having psychic experiences for the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years, and I didn't quite know. It's just been kind of really part of me, and I've been sort of real interested in it. And before I met the Psychics Gone Wild and Jethro Smith, I was kind of involved with Sylvia Brown and her group, and I was listening to her on TV all as much as I could and reading some of her books. And it just started to become more interesting to me, and I started having more experiences, and then got into the Psychics Gone Wild, and I just started learning, and I can't even tell you how much I soak it up. I mean, every time I go to that show on Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and one of the other hosts, I just soak up the energy and soak up the information, and it never gets tired. I never get tired of it, and it's just been a great learning tool for me. And the miraculous thing is that not only have I soaked up all so much information and knowledge, but doing the meditation that you taught me, Jethro, has been the clincher, and it's helped open up that whole area of psychic intuition and being able to do more with it than I could ever imagine in my whole life. I mean, it's just a miracle. It's a gift, and you're the one who showed it to me, and it's just something that it's remarkable. And anyway, but with the shows, I've learned so many things. Numerology, I've learned about angels, I've learned about the other side, what it's like in heaven, how to talk to your guides, which something happened to me yesterday, and it's a breakthrough. I haven't been able to talk to my guides, even though I talk to them, and theoretically I talk to them, I pray, et cetera, et cetera, but I never really hear them. I hear voices of I've actually talked to Eric. Now, that's not true. I have talked to Eric. He's a friend of ours on the other side. That's a whole nother story. But the angels I've talked to, but I haven't actually seen them and talked to them. You know what I mean? It hasn't all been one thing. It's just intuition that I've received. Well, yesterday I gave a reading to a friend of ours, and he's someone you know, and I actually heard my guide speak, and I saw her. She comes in burgundy. That's the color she comes in. And I've seen her many times, but I've never actually heard her voice. I actually heard her voice yesterday, and she spoke, and she told me the reading, and I gave it to this friend, and he was thrilled to death. And so I don't know if that's going to be a regular. I hope it's going to be a regular thing. I hope it's going to be my new thing now that I'm able to do. But yeah, this is what I've learned at Psychics Gone Wild, talking all about what it is like with spirits on the other side, who they are, what angels are, what it's like to see colors, what are auras, just everything you can imagine that happens in the psychic realm that almost every human being experiences, but they just don't, a lot of people don't know it. They don't know that they're experiencing it, but it's actually really happening as we speak to everybody. It's just part of who we are. It's part of our makeup as physical, spiritual, energetic beings on Earth. This is actually what I've learned, is that this is who we are, and it's fantastic. It's another dimension of just being a physical person. It's more dimensional than just the 3D. I don't know how to explain it, but
no, you're doing really good, and I love it. And those of you who know, I mean, I had people here. They said, well, you know, we took small classes, and I helped people, and I showed them how to read with playing cards. I showed them how to read with dominoes. I showed them how to read with dice. I showed them how to raise their totems. That's what we do this for. I had someone tell me, you know, I don't know why you guys' archives are so many. We have so many people going back through your archives. Those are what Janda said, and that's why we do it. I've been doing it for 2 years. I came to a real good decision here just recently that there needs to be we need to do a change. And then the angels told us, they said, there's always going to be variety of people coming out of Gone Wild. And then I asked the angels, and they said, continue. I had a friend tell me here, they said, the way you did your class on how to raise your totems, I automatically saw my totem. I felt her. I felt her sit down on my lap. I said, yes. And I said, those are like what Jan just said there. We know a lot of you guys go, well, you know, like tonight, you're sitting here, and thank you. It's just getting busier and busier, and that's me and Jan raising energy. You're not getting a lot of that reading. I had a person tell me, I was on your show 14 times. Nobody picked up the phone and read me. Where in our thing does it say, I will always read and we will do it and we will just read ourselves crazy? The first 3 months I did this and I went read everybody. I would grab that phone. There was one time I was 3 hours reading everybody free. I got off the phone. I was all tired. I had someone thank me, and Jan was in the room, and I'm like, thank you, Jan, and Jan was all. And then I laid down, and I woke up a couple hours later just so exhausted, and I realized something. You got to value this. It's like I had a woman tell me almost it's been 4.5 years ago, and it was a general class that we did, and she was telling me, she goes, you know, do those over the radio. And I will work with you guys on this. I love this, and we're going to teach you guys this. I'm now learning to be a little smarter in my age, that I will have some of this out in books so you can read it. And those of you who've read are right now in the process of getting out the second one and the third one. They're going to hit pretty much probably at the same time. But we've got two out. One's a comedy and a parody, and if you like our sense of humor's here, me and Kay wrote a book called Red Flags, and it's about relationships and the do's and don'ts. I do joke about astrology, and it's like, if you're dating an Aries who's headstrong, you do not want to tease or push or have other. Aries are the type of people that if they get mad, they will take a baseball bat to your car. They don't feel that's bad. I, as a Scorpio, don't feel that's the way to handle it. We do have a lot of that kind of joking in there. So if you're ready to just laugh, and we do discuss a lot of funnies. You guys have gotten only to hear a little bit. And Kay is a very good, very clever. We're going to be doing, you know, the parody of that. And then we have the second book coming out. You know, we've been in the realm, and then we're working with developing my psychic reality. And that is really, really strong. That's where I'm 18 years old. I'm discussing with the teacher you guys will read, who made me sit down and work with it. He said, you will be knowledgeable. You will have your ability and be focused, but you will know them. And as an 18-year-old, I promptly jumped, flipped, and said, nobody reads clouds. Who reads clouds? Come on. I go, you sit down and you see them. That's your imagination. He goes, then you don't know patterns, and you don't know numerology, and you don't know life. And I would get upset, and he would hang up on me. He would hang the phone up on me. And I would sit there and say, this is not what I'm going to do. I'm going back, and I go back to my food service. And I always worked jobs when I was doing this anyway. And I would sit in there, and then the guides and the angels would push it to me. I would be pouring out an egg omelet, and here would be this wonderful looking. I'm like, that's an angel, and that's, oh my gosh, this is Angel Azera. This is how she does. They wouldn't leave me alone. The guides were like, you have to learn it. And then I would like, here I am, you know, and I'd have people come up to me. You guys who know what I'm talking about, when you're picked for this path, customers right out of the blue. I had a lady come up and tell me, she goes, you really know how strong you are. Oh my gosh, leave me alone. I started praying. I go, please let the gifts down. I don't feel that. It just kept happening. I'd pick the phone back up. I'd call him, and he'd go, are you ready to go look at those clouds now? I'd be like, okay, I'll do it. I go out there. I lay down, and I'm like, oh, that's a drag. And then all of a sudden, I'd feel what he said, and you just, it's a knowing. Your gut feeling, and all of a sudden, it's like, the guys are telling me, and then you feel the energy. You begin to sense and read. You got to know everything that's around you. A really good psychic is very grounded and down to earth. I had someone ask me this weekend who was the top psychic and what was going on in the world, and they named off these big names and said, you don't know about this? And I said, honestly, that's not. It's not about fame and name calling. What it's about is helping people. I said, I know that if I saved a person. I know that I got the lottery for someone who needed it. I know that someone had talked to me, and what the most joyful to me is when the guides are telling someone it's going to be okay, and they start giving them the answers. This man is not worth your fight. This person's not there. It's not about sitting down. I read you for 15 minutes. I'll tell you, you know, what you got going. I had a girl tease me yesterday. She goes, well, you know, I'm not understanding why you've done it all these years. And I said, could you put your hand out? She put her hand out. I raised my hands between and put her hand between the energy and then just raise the energy like I've taught you guys how to raise a ball. You bring the energy. You keep your feet exactly at the same level where your shoulders are. You bring the energy up as a root. You bring that root chakra up. Raise that energy into your orange. Then you raise the energy higher into your arms and into your heart chakra, into your hands. Your hands should be doing that from the ground. I know that all the other ones take it from the top. If you're raising energy, you start with the bottom, you start with the ground. I don't want you sick. Bring the energy in from the ground, raise it. Then when you've got feeling that energy in your hand and you're making it like a snowball, those of you who've made those or packing your hands, then you raise the energy and you bring it in from the top too. So then you're not only getting that female earth energy, you're getting the male sun energy. You raise that sucker up and you put the energy in there and you make that strong. You're putting energy in to heal. You're putting energy in to do it. You should always do this, those of you who do a lot of grief. And you put that energy and then you absorb it back again in solar. So it's your energy, you're raising it out there, and then you put it into. Then you're really getting ready to do it. A good example, you'll see psychics, and I had this new psychics. They were like, I'm doing this, and then all of a sudden I get really silly, and then I'm just all of a sudden I'm over here and I'm seeing this, and I'm talking about, one minute I'm talking about dolphins, and I'm talking about a Jeep, and then just, you know, bring it down. Relax, raise your energy, go back, and then be intense with it. Because we got to keep ourselves focused, because if you're out in that esoteric and you're not staying focused, then your body will start to go. You should be, when you should do these readings, you should be getting some energy, and then you're going to be tired because you're putting it out. The key to it is to light yourself to higher energy about with it. You're like, get on the phone or I'll call your phone number. How are you, 612?
I am awesome. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Jan. This is Dawn from Astral Aviators.
Dawn.
Hi there. I was hoping to find out about my power animal or totem animal. And I guess that's where I am.
Perfect. Yeah, we're glad to call you. Thank you for being patient while we're chatting and everybody's going. I could feel you going, come on, you two.
No, I was learning so much. That was so great. Half the questions I had, you answered right there.
I love your energy.
Excellent.
You're one of our family, and we're keeping you. You just became one of our sisters today. Dawn, our sister. Tell her, Jan, what her totem is.
Okay. I am just, let me just see. This is Dawn Pinky, isn't
it?
Mm-hmm. This is not
Dawn.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Of course, I know that. It's just,
you saw the pink, right?
No, I just, I love your name, too. And
you know what?
Oh, my gosh, here it is. What's that?
Yes.
And that's real. That's not made up, the pinky.
I know, and I love it. And I just saw, I just see it right now. Can you guess? It's a butterfly.
Oh,
I didn't let you guess.
Interesting. Interesting. No, I would not have guessed that.
Well, and the other thing, too, that's kind of thing about this is that it might, like, sometimes it might not be your power animal.
Mm-hmm.
The power animal will come in, you know, over and over. That's usually how you can tell if it's your power animal, if it's continually coming in. And
mm-hmm.
right when I was checking, I could just see these huge wings, and they're beautiful. And so, and I still see them. And I see white, I see light and yellow and all these beautiful colors. It's so pretty. So it's very possible that it is a power animal, but it might not be too. It could be like a totem. You know, the totems,
mm-hmm.
you can have several of them that hang around you a lot. I have a butterfly that hangs around me, too, and it's one
okay.
of my totems. But I also have the black widow spider, too. But so,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, it's just funny how you get different ones, and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I have a tiger that comes in that I will see every once in a while, and that tiger's for certain reasons. It's usually when I have bad health, because when I first saw him, it was when I was having a really bad time. But anyway, this I can see this butterfly loud and clear, and, you know, our friend also likes, comes in butterflies, too. You know, our friend Eric, he likes butterflies. But anyway, it
mm-hmm.
says here that, well, it says, lighten up and stop talking so seriously, and I can, for me, I can really relate to that. Go get ready for a big change, one where an old habit, way of thinking, or lifestyle is going out and a new way of being is emerging. That's cool. And it's time to make the changes you've been considering. In spite of the challenges, you'll get through this transition, and this too shall pass. And it says, express yourself in wearing more colorful clothing. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is.
Uh-huh.
That is awesome. Awesome.
And
thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
You don't,
of course.
I was just going to say, you don't see a snake, though. I feel like the snake has been with me since I was a child. And then the more I've
yeah.
woken up, the less he's around. I don't know if he's totally gone.
Well, he's your bottom totem, and they're telling me that the guys are saying with your bottom totem that what he's doing is he has stepped back a little bit, and it's strike while the iron is hot is what the snake's known for. It's also known for you and the energy that you did do some transformation, and he has stepped back, but I feel like while the butterfly's there, they're telling me right now that you have gotten another. If they do transform and they're changing, and they're showing him like a little really pretty otter, like he's down in the water, and right now he's become that. And you're going through that time of your life where you are like the otter. You're supposed to laugh,
uh-huh.
you're supposed to play, and you're kind of enjoying like in there with the sun. They show you like laughing a little bit and then kind of looking, because they're very good. Otters are very good at not only getting their food, but having enjoying life. They're not going to let nothing get to them. And they said that it's
uh-huh.
changed in the energy. And they said the snake will be back a little later, but you were getting too tense, Dawn. I keep feeling you've got such abilities. I just love what the angels are showing me. They're showing me all of these energies here and there. And they said you just started laughing for a while, and you're like, okay, too much. And the snake also had to take back for a while. You have people different with you. Sometimes it's hard when you have a snake totem or a wolf. People don't understand it, and they fear or kill what they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And you had some of the...
terrified of them, you know, even a picture, you know, I was terrified of snakes, and now I'm not.
Mm-hmm. That's it, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
They keep showing little kisses, like the butterfly keeps doing that kiss to you, and they're like, for now we're going to keep you in this transformation, and then when it gets intense and things happen with you, and like you said, then he'll be back. But right now they've got him, and the angels also said that what else has happened for you is you have someone in your house right now that's going through a situation that you have to be more playful, because if you're so serious, it'll affect their where they need to be. You're helping someone.
Okay. Great.
Cool.
Thank
we love you
so
thank
much.
You. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dawn, for calling in. I'm so glad you did.
Yep. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you, sister Dawn. We need friend here. We got a new friend. We made a new friend.
Yay!
Hey, 315, how are you alive? 315. How are you, 315?
Hello?
Uh-oh. Hi, how are you?
Good, Jeff. Well, I didn't press number one, but that's okay.
Oh, but we want you. We've pushed it for you. No, sorry. We got so many people trying to get through, and the phones are crazy, and we were talking. I got carried away, and now they're like, people wrote me letters that stop talking, Jethro. Would you like to push the one, but would you, Jethro, do you mind if we try to read your totem? Or?
That would be fine. You're breaking up on me a lot, though.
I know, it's the energy. You've got like wild, I love it. It keeps showing me majestic stuff. I think you've got something magical there. Your name?
Anna.
Very good. I'm feeling very positive, like castle energy. I'm seeing, and it's ironic, we're just talking to someone who had the name Pink. I've seen a lot of that pretty fuchsia color around you, like cotton candy colors and stuff with you. They're telling me that, you know, it's ironic, you didn't push the button, you just called in to listen. And I'm hearing from the angels that you get a lot of messages or involvement with healing of some kind. You're getting some work there that they want you to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've been told that I'm a healer, but I didn't know that. You know, my hands are hot all the time, like they are right now. Actually, I was told I'm like baby soap, but I've been told that from other people, too.
And I see the unicorn on you.
Excellent. Yes,
I'm
very good. I got
to... Did you too, Jethro?
I did, and it's like she is working with this, and they want her to, and that's why her hands are hot. She's just, you're just a natural. You're a natural person with an ability. Now, these are the wild parts about when people talk about these totems. If you have a magical totem, they can be the most frustrating totem because it takes that secret combination and those things to work. I do feel that you're loved. I feel that from you. I'm feeling that we're not only a natural healer, but I also feel that they're showing me that, like, now, this unicorn, usually a lot of times you need to have different things. People do crescent moons, they'll have stars, they will go out and talk to the stars at night, different magical things like that, because that's how the magical totems work. I feel that this there's an energy for you that they want. There's something about a for transition coming with you.
Uh-huh.
I keep feeling, yeah, and that angel's telling me that. I apologize here. I make you read. Like, I didn't want a reading. I drag you in. You're like, leave me alone, guy. But it's like the angels are telling me that it's going to go real good, and they're telling me that also you have something that's happened here with your energies, that you're doing something of your own a little bit here. I feel a little bit of aching and some situation that went on, and you went through some stuff that was very odd and stressful for a while. You're just you're a tough one. You like it tense, but not that tense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good. And I'm feeling that. And thank you for letting us read you with Annette. The phones are, I think it's that energy. I definitely would like to sometime. We've got the phones now, so that's where I'd also like to read a little bit about what else they're telling me, because they said in 2014 you are a natural healer, but you also have an ability of being able to do magic where you could sit down and bring light into you to help a lot of people around. You have some people that keep wanting you to do stuff for them, and you have to watch. You don't end up, you cannot caretake people. You can care give, but you have a habit sometimes of getting to be the one that takes care of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me.
I'm going to have to message you on Facebook because I can't hardly hear anything.
It'll come in good on that. And it comes in good on that. This is the energy. This shows you how cool you are and you rock. We should see, we've got Amy on here and a couple others too, that when they get on here, Amy will put energy out and bring people in. She's our mermaid, and energy will just go wild. Same thing we're having tonight. You and me and Jan, this was meant to be tonight with us to talk, and I could feel your energy. It's just like, whoa, I'm cool. It rocks. Yay. So we love you. We're going to do it. And please put it on psychicsgonewild.com, you guys. You have to put in the snail mail. I am psychic. I won't put it out on the air. But if you win, I am going to send you the prizes. And we've got a ton of prizes in October. We're celebrating that fall's here, and we're all happy, because that means Thanksgiving's coming, and Jethro loves holidays where we eat. have one of those parties.
Lots of good food.
Yes,
I look
exactly.
forward to that, too. I want that pie.
I was so bummed they didn't let me do the paranormal out there with you in Nevada. Now I have to wait till March, and they put me in Los Angeles again. I said, you guys don't get it. I need to go to Nevada. I go, there's friends I have in Vegas. And the woman goes,
oh, really?
Yeah, the paranormal fair.
Oh.
This fair to see my grandson. And,
sorry, my phone just cut out. I didn't hear it. But so you're not coming then for until March?
That's what they're saying. And we're going to find something. We're looking at it. Me and Kay are going through everything. We want to come into November because that's my birthday. And I told her, I said, I should go out there and let's make it happen now that we've got our magic unicorn friend that can hear us. And you've got it. We want to be able to have Jan and Jethro play in Vegas. In November, so him and his son, you'll get to meet Ryan because we have to share the same birthday. He's actually going to be, oh my gosh, he's going to be 24. I'm telling how old I am. My baby's going to be 24. And it was the coolest birthday present. I told you, 26 years and 26 minutes apart. And
wow.
I got Ryan. Yeah, it was funny because when he was first born, he has a magic totem. It's funny we're bringing it up because when he was first born, he had red hair and he had attitude. I lost him in the sink. I was all cool. Jeffrey was like this cute little blue energy, this little green energy. I was like, oh my gosh, this kid was like freaking out. I'm like, the nurse's man, she goes, haven't you ever been around children? I said, not one that acted like that. And she's like, looking at me, oh my gosh. You know, and I obviously we've gotten a lot closer from that moment on. But his energy for a while, Ryan has a dragon totem. It kept me with heat. I kid you not. All of a sudden we'd be like doing, and I'm like, I would forget, you know, I'm like, you know, he was an eater like his dad, and I would be going to something, and instead of, like, wanting food, he's, you know, thinking, his totem would, like, walk, and I thought something was going on with me. I was like, I'm 26 years old. I can't be going through man menopause. Why is this heat? All of a sudden, I'd be, like, dripping, and it was, I look over, here's this little chubby baby smiling at me, like, eek, and he's sending me heat, and I'm like, oh, you're so confused. Heat's not when you're happy. Heat's when you're mad.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, wow. That'll be so neat to meet them. And you too, and Kay. I hope that you're able to do it. But if not, then another time too. March is good always too.
We will do it, and I know the paranormal. We're going to have a fun time there. I know that they've been working together. I will be doing some ghost busting. I've offered to do some help there. We're going to go over and do that. I haven't done that in a while. A couple of years ago, we did that, and we went to a place that was an undertaker's place, and we went there and did some work and did some prayers and let some light and helped. And it was unique. The mediumship is not all my area, and it's something I used to be warned that we're not to do much around. I've learned a lot of respect. You know, I do with the thing. But I am going to do some helping there. There's a couple unsolved cases that I offered with me. And we're going to go. We have one more caller. We have 2 whole minutes. 703, would you like to say hey? It sounds like the tea kettle. Are you the steamer? Okay, they're cooking some tea right now. We're going to let them go back to that cup of tea. This has been the most fun tonight. I hope you've had a good time. All you guys, a lot of listeners. I know that a couple of you wrote me and said this was very interesting. Okay, they just went off the phone. They're mad. They're going to go drink their tea on their own time. We have a couple of other people here. We've gotten in. We've got down in time. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Get a reading with one of us. Sit down and talk with us. I had a person ask me yesterday, can they take classes? Yes. I do classes through Skype, through the phone. I have people, a lot of my students right now are in United Kingdom, and I have some other individuals doing it. If you want to do classes, the best way I suggest to do it is do it by the week. Like Jan and me taught, you do it weekly. I've gotten some new classes I've added. I had someone that hadn't taken classes in about a year. They said, I want to try it again. I got them back in. I do ask you guys that are doing, I only do 25, and I do charge quite a bit more for a reading. So I'll help you with classes. I'll teach you, but if you want to read separately, but I've had a really good success, and I've added a lot more stuff. Now we're working on raising and heightening the energies, how to go in shift change. If you want to be able to bring your totem to a new level, sometimes that's what the problem is. If you have a totem that don't like you, that's something that, Jan, we should talk about. Have you had with people where you've seen their totem and the totem doesn't like the person they're with?
No, not yet. And I've actually thought about that too. I have. I've really wondered about if that's ever going to come up. And I'm sort of watching out for that because that concerns me a little bit. But so far, no. It seems like just, you know, everything's been fine, but I have thought about it. It's funny that you say that, because I really have thought about it, and it's probably going to come up since you say it, and since I've thought about it too, you know. Yeah.
Yes, and I was told to tell you, and I had this incident myself, and this happens sometimes with people who are very ornery, who are really going against their path, who've been actually a lot of mean or negative. Your totem will become resentful if you've done things against your own intent. If you're a banker and you were meant to do it, and you take a job as a dancer or whatever, your guide is not going to be happy. They want you sitting in that bank and being a very, very competitive squirrel. A lot of squirrels are bankers. Don't get offended. I'm not squirrely. I'm saying that they collect nuts. They do the energy. They're very competitive. They're workers. They're very positive, congenial. But if you are their energy, then they will do that. So I've had people go into the energy with it and do it, and angels will tell me, this is where the person is. And so when that happens, you know, Jan, let me know. And I've had to work with them, like getting them to be nice to their totem, to work with them. I see you doing it, and I'm so glad that you got to work together tonight. Jan, you definitely be on next month with us. It's October. We will figure out where you want to be. We're right now, all of us, like, debating on who's fighting over Jan. But definitely you're going to be in the queue. And I wanted to let you know that you single-handedly brought in 783 new members that have brought up your name, just on your name alone, from Psyche's Gone Wild.
Really?
On Facebook this month.
Gosh.
Really. I'm going to be putting
I'm
the numbers
thrilled.
Up tomorrow.
Oh.
You're one of your numbers are real high. I know that you and our highest one, Amy, obviously will be going. So you'll be going over to Roku Television with me Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That'll be noon Mountain Time or 11 a.m. Pacific Time. One day in October, you're going to be with me on Psyche's Gone Wild on Roku Television and 103.9. You know, you've got high numbers, and we love you. And thank you for being on.
Thank you so much. Well, all I can say is it's just been a total honor, Jethro. It really has. And it's just everything that you've done, and you've done so much for me. And so have all the hosts, all of them. I love all of them and you dearly and Kay. And you've all just been so supportive. And it's just through all this that I've been able to even do any of this, and it's a miracle. I really feel like it's a God's miracle, and God is it's all being done just beautifully and with God's help, and thank you so much.
We love you, and it's so much fun, and that's what I have people say now, what are we doing? And what we're doing is we're helping people, and you guys are helping us. There is a positive exchange. An individual asked me yesterday, what all is Psyche's Gone Wild going to do? We're going to go to a new level. We're going to be doing some stuff that I learned while I was out here in California, which were, you'll get to see our faces. We'll be doing our own TV on there, so you can see us on Net TV. We're going to be doing some other work, and eventually, yes, we will have our own show that will be live on TV. You'll get to see Amy dance. You'll get to see laugh. You'll get to see us all joke around. You'll get to see Jan help Amy do a few dance steps with me and Amy together. You never know what we're doing, because we're just fun family. I had someone tell me last month that you guys had the idea that we were all having a dance and we were with each other. We're friends and we're caring. And I got to tell you, the most funnest thing about this is to see other people grow. I've heard about all the new shows. My blessings to everyone. Go out and be prosperous and do well, because we were the place you started at. We are going to do a surprise. I'm still trying to get Linda Irwin was on a couple months ago. I'm trying to get her back maybe. I'd love to. And Sandra Green's already gave her permission. She'll be on a show with me and her. We were the first show that started this baby out. She is one of my students and just a nutty woman. And so love all you guys, and we will talk to Brian Negri and Robert Rodriguez doing some magic from Los Angeles. Take care.